Goals made the difference in the performance of Marty O'Reilly and Oisin Gallen was the difference in the end up. And suppose they'll be happy. Pádraig Patton didn't play as well. He got a golden point against Kilcare the last day, but his job and Michael Langan was a big one to do, and he was given that job to do and did really well. Yeah, St. Michael's will be disappointed again. You know, when you expect them to win, they don't carry favourite tags well, St. Michael's. They don't, you know, and today again the same thing. Crules were the better side, the hungrier side, and the goals made the difference. I thought St. Michael's were going for goals themselves far too early in the second half, but the goals were the difference. But fair play to McCrules, as I said, they were the better side, and you know what they're showing is that leadership was important. As I talked about, the likes of Luke Gavigan and Marty O'Reilly was brilliant today. You know, we controlled the game. As some of the passes, the two passes we saw, his pass to Oisin Gallen the second half and Oisin Gallen's pass the first half out to the boot, were brilliant. So you know, it's good for the county, but it's good to see McCrules, their team.
They play nice football.
When I was playing away back, they were a big team. That him, you know, the Mickey Lafferty's, the Brendan Levy's, and the Martin Griffins, and them type of players away back, you know. And now, you know, now they're a good brand of football, and fair play to them. The crowd, they have a good crowd behind them. They definitely have improved this year immensely. And they have a lot of, as we said, a lot of good young footballers. They didn't panic. And the big thing I'd say out of their point of view is they show young lads, young heads, but showing leadership, and that's what you need going forward. So they've been building that underage a good while, and fair play to the management team. Can I just say one thing? There's a fabulous program by the county board, by Ed Byrne and his team, whatever. The program that's here for, you know, for today. Brilliant. I've been at other games, we didn't see a program. They've all the games on this weekend and all the teams named in the program. So fair play to Ed Byrne and the county.
Makes our life easier, Martin.
It makes our life a lot easier, Rush.
So it does. Martin McCumany, thanks for your contribution today. It is the first match of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship quarterfinals has come to an end, and it's an ending which sees McCrules take a victory here today at the O'Donnell Park as they ran out winners by 3 points against St. Michael's, deserving winners as well. The story of the game in the opening 5 minutes, McCrules were leading by 2 points to no score. The young men of Luke Gavigan and Oisin Gallen giving them the advantage early on. If you go 7 minutes into it, the first goal of the game came from Martin Gallagher, and it was a lovely worked goal and a cracking delivery as well from Oisin Gallen involved in it. But Martin Gallagher hit the roof of the net with the ball in 12 minutes, and that made it 1-2 to St. Michael's point. A good start in the opening quarter by the McCrules men. But the early parts of the second quarter was dominated by St. Michael's, because between the 15th and 22nd minute, they had four unanswered scores to tie up the game. They came from Michael Langan, Colin McFadden, Oisin Langan and Andrew Kelly. But McCrules weren't done as they headed to the closing minutes of the half. Brian Lafferty got a point back for the McCrules side, and Daniel McLaughlin, he responded with another on 26 minutes. But then came the period of the game which really put McCrules into the driving seat here. And again, Oisin Gallen was involved. He kicked two frees, but it was Martin O'Reilly's goal on 30 minutes which gave them a 5-point cushion. He scored the second goal of the game, 2-5 to 6 at the break, and McCrules were in the driving seat. It wasn't as entertaining a second half as a first half. It was very tentative stuff. We expected St. Michael's to come out of the blocks, blast out of the blocks in the early part of the second half. I suppose in a way they did do that, but they didn't convert any of their opportunities. We've seen Oran McFadden score the opening point off the second half to reduce the deficit to 4. But in that second half, Oisin Gallen stepped up with 2 further points to end the game with 5. Rory Dunleavy, who came into the match in the second half, also got in the score sheet, as did Stephen O'Reilly, and that match ensuring point coming from Darren O'Leary towards the end of the game. The scores in the second half, Andrew Kelly got in there with 1. Michael Langan kicked the bulk of him. He scored 4 in the second half. Daniel McLaughlin got 1 as well. But Michael's really couldn't get within 3 points of the men from the Twin Towns. We played 4 minutes towards the end of the game that St. Michael's notched over a couple of scores, but they were looking for goals and they couldn't get them. They never really looked as if they were going to score a goal here today at the O'Donnell Park, because the McCrules defence stood tall on each of those occasions, and down below us now they're getting clapped off the field by their supporters as they head to the semi-finals of the Michael Murphy Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship. They haven't been in the semi-final since the group stages was introduced in 2013, but this is a huge victory for them and a deserving victory as well. Full-time score of the Donegal Park in Letterkenny. It has finished Sean McCool's 210, St. Michael's 13 points, a 3.1 for the Twin Towns men as they go to the last four.